Very excited to present the story of Waylon Jennings at the Broadway Theater Wednesday, March 11th. Right now we have co-producer Graham Neal on the phone. Graham, first of all, thanks for joining up on the show today.
Oh, amazing. No, thanks for having me.
Well, and thanks for bringing a story of probably one of the greatest outlaws in country music to Saskatoon. Very excited about this, Graham. How does this show approach Waylon's life and his music?
Well, we would call this a storytelling concert. So basically, we take you through the incredible journey of Waylon's life through all of his hit songs and his, I guess, really unbelievable but true stories of his life, from giving up a seat on Buddy Holly's doomed plane to fighting Nashville to create for creative control to being recording in a studio with a pistol to doing an incredible amount of illegal substances to becoming clean again and kind of full circle. So we tell you the story, we play you the songs, and we try to really give you some a look into who this incredible artist is.
Waylon Jennings has been so compelling to people for so many generations. What do you think it is about his story that keeps people coming back to it?
Well, I mean, the story, I mean, a lot of times people just know Waylon as, you know, guys singing songs with all kinds of different, I was going to say, like, sing with Jesse Coulter and sing with Willie Nelson and all these other people. But his story really resonates because basically Waylon got a second chance on life. And so kind of the story is about, you know, what would you do if you got, you know, this second chance on life? Like, he should have been in that Buddy Holly plane crash. And, you know, basically, what do you do? Became a rebel, you know, lived his life to the fullest, and then came full circle back to his friends and family, what it was all about. And I think coupled with this music that is just iconic, I know that maybe is an overused word, but, you know, Good Hearted Woman and Mamas Don't Let Your Babies Grow Up to Be Cowboys, Live on Texas, you know, it goes on and on, even from Dukes of Hazzard. It just stays with people, and it's just such a compelling story, and the music is just so memorable.
Oh, it really is. And what would make this different? Because this isn't, like you said, it's not a tribute concert. This is a story of concert. How does that differ from a typical tribute show?
Yeah, I mean, nobody's up on center stage dressing up, you know, and pretending to be Waylon and in character. You know, it's Bill Hanson, a great country singer that delivers it. Award-winning Mariah Stokes is there, adding the female and the Jesse part. But it's award-winning Canadian Country Music Association award-winning musicians paying honor and tribute to a legend. And I just don't feel dressing up and gluing on a goatee and all that stuff kind of works. You're getting real authentic country, real authentic stories, you know, in a great night, I guess an outlaw night of music.
Well, and really, it's all about preserving and sharing that story of one of the greatest names. I would say one of the greatest icons in the genre, probably.
Oh, for sure. I mean, you know, it's a short list. You know, you look at Johnny Cash and you look at, you know, Willie Nelson and people like that, you know, Merle Haggard. And yeah, it becomes these people that, you know, it sounds cliche, but they don't make them like that anymore. There are no people that are going to have a story and a life like that anymore. And you know what really excites me? We put these shows together is to sort of keep that classic country alive. And we see people bringing their kids or their grandkids to the show. And then, you know, they're really getting into it, really digging it. And to me, part of it is just preserving this classic country and preserving their life and legend and history together. And I think to me, you know, that's just such a benefit of doing these shows.
Absolutely. Well, definitely don't want to miss this. If you've ever even felt a little bit compelled by Waylon's life, odds are there's probably some stories in there that will suck you right in.
Oh, for sure. I mean, you know, he's written about some of the stories that he's done as well. You know, the legendary when they went to bust his recording studio and he had to hide all the cocaine and then they couldn't find it, you know, and became this kind of FBI kind of Keystone Cops chasing it around. He was roommates with Johnny Cash, and you know, the joke is, you know, Waylon did the cleaning, Johnny did the cooking, and they both did the drugs. But again, it was one of those things where, I mean, there's also a lot of heart, you know, when he decides to come clean, when he becomes best friends with Big Bird, the guy that plays Big Bird, and writes children's music. And so there's a real, real heart to this. And of course, Jesse Coulter is there by his side, you know, when he went cold turkey, quitting drugs and everything. So it's an amazing story. It's a heartfelt story. It's a funny story. You know, the Highwaymen songs are in there. The Dukes of Hazzard songs are in there. But it's also not, as I like to say, it's not Wikipedia with music. It's a really well-told story. And I think that's what keeps people interested.
I love that. Everyone is going to leave having learned something.
I think so. Yep. Hopefully something they don't know. And if they know it, hopefully they'll get a new appreciation for it.
Well, we have the story of Waylon Jennings at the Broadway Theater Wednesday, March 11th. Again, that's co-producer Graham Neal. Graham, thanks for talking about this and best of luck with this run of shows, eh?
Well, Saskatoon has been a great place for us with our songs and stories, and it's been great to be through there. So we look forward to coming back.